Notes of Travel, Number 2. Ellen G. White, Review, June 21, 1906. Dedication of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. Sunday, April 15, 1906. The beautiful buildings and ground of the Loma Linda Sanitarium were solemnly dedicated to the service of God. The exercises of the day meant much to those who had made many personal sacrifices in order to help secure the institution and set it in operation. During the exercises, the people were told of the remarkable providences that had attended every step taken to secure the property. The purpose we have in view in the establishment of many sanitariums was also dwelt upon. I was present at the meeting only a portion of the time and spoke with freedom for nearly half an hour on the advantages of outdoor life in the treatment of disease. I tried to make it plain that the sanitarium physicians and helpers were to cooperate with God in combating disease, not only through the use of the natural remedial agencies He has placed within our reach, but also by encouraging their patients to lay hold on divine strength through obedience to the commandments of God. Physicians and ministers are to unite in an effort to lead men and women to obey God's commandments. They need to study the intimate relationship existing between obedience and health. Solemn is the responsibility resting upon medical missionaries. They are to be missionaries in the true sense of the term. The sick and the suffering who entrust themselves to the care of the helpers in our medical institutions must not be disappointed. They are to be taught how to live in harmony with heaven. As they learn to obey God's law, they will be richly blessed in body and spirit. The advantage of outdoor life must never be lost sight of. How thankful we should be that God has given us beautiful sanitarium properties at Paradise Valley and Glendale and Loma Linda. Out of the cities, out of the cities. This has been my message for years. And yet how slow some are to realize that the crowded cities are not favorable places for sanitarium work. Even in Southern California not many years ago, there were some who favored the erection of a large sanitarium building in the heart of Los Angeles. In the light of the instruction God has given, we could not consent to the carrying out of any such plan. In the visions of the night, the Lord had shown me unoccupied properties in the country, suitable for sanitarium purposes, and for sale at a price far below the original cost. It was some time before we found these places. First, we secured the Paradise Valley Sanitarium near San Diego. A few months later, in the good providence of God, the Glendale property came to the notice of our people and was purchased and fitted up for service. But light came that our work of establishing sanitariums in Southern California was not complete, and on several different occasions testimonies were given that medical missionary work must be done somewhere in the vicinity of Redlands. April 6, 1905. On our way to Redlands, as our train passed through miles of orange groves, I recognized this section of Southern California as one of the places that had been presented to me with the word that it should have a fully equipped sanitarium. As I looked from the car window and saw the trees laden with fruit, there arose before me a vision of what the spiritual harvest might have been had earnest, Christ-like efforts been put forth for the salvation of souls. The Lord would have brave, earnest men and women take up His work in these places. The cause of God is to make more rapid advancement in Southern California than it has in the past. Every year, thousands of people visit Southern California in search of health, and by various methods, we should seek to reach them with the truth. They must hear the warning to prepare for the great day of the Lord, which is right upon us. We are called upon by God to present the truth for this time to those who year by year come to Southern California from all parts of America. Workers who can speak to the multitudes are to be located where they can meet the people and give them the warning message. These words were written before I had learned anything about the property at Loma Linda. Still, the burden of establishing another sanitarium rested upon me. In the fall of 1903, I had a vision of a sanitarium in the midst of beautiful grounds, somewhere in Southern California, and no property I had visited answered to the presentation given in this vision. At the time I wrote about this vision to our brethren and sisters assembled at the Los Angeles camp meeting early in September 1903. While attending the General Conference of 1905 at Washington, D.C., I received a letter from Elder Burden describing a property he had found 4 miles west of Redlands, 5.5 miles southeast of San Bernardino, and 8 miles northeast of Riverside. As I read his letter, I was impressed that this was one of the places I had seen in vision, and I immediately telegraphed him to secure the property without delay. He did so, and as the result, Loma Linda is in our possession. Later, when I visited this property, I recognized it as one of the places I had seen nearly 2 years before in vision. How thankful I am to the Lord our God for this place, which is all prepared for us to use to the honor and glory of His name. The extensive view of valley and mountain is magnificent. One of the chief advantages of the institution at Loma Linda is the pleasing variety of charming scenery on every side. But more important than magnificent scenery and beautiful buildings and spacious grounds is the close proximity of this institution to a densely populated district and the opportunity thus afforded of communicating to many, many people a knowledge of the third angel's message. We are to have clear spiritual discernment, else we shall fail of understanding the opening providences of God that are preparing the way for us to sound the warning message by the agencies that God has given us for this purpose. Let us remember that one most important agency is our medical missionary work. Never are we to lose sight of the great object for which our sanitariums are established, the advancement of God's closing work in the earth. Loma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. With the possession of this place comes the weighty responsibility of making the work of the institution educational in character. A school is to be established here for the training of gospel medical missionary evangelists. Much is involved in this work, and it is very essential that a right beginning be made. The Lord has a special work to be done in this part of the field. He instructed me to call upon Elder and Mrs. Haskell to help us in getting properly started a work similar to that which they had carried on in Nashville and at Avondale. They came and are now laboring with all the powers of their being to do a solid work. They conduct classes regularly in the institution and have established a Bible training school at San Bernardino, from which center is extending an influence throughout this district.